Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Oh, thank goodness she's gone. Why on earth did you ask her here?
Well, I didn't. She sort of asked herself.
That woman is a right pain in the...
I know. Now, look, she's just worried about her brother.
Penny, she almost accused you of destroying that family.
No, she didn't. She's just upset, that's all.
She did. She hinted that because you'd been with Mike, the family were in that mess.
Hmm. Yeah, well, I suppose in a way she did. But then, who in the hell told her about me and Mike?
Penny, don't look at me. I've never said a word to anyone.
Well, someone did.
Well, obviously. Do you know, I had no idea Jill was in hospital, did you?
No.
She said she has cancer. I wonder if Jess knows.
I don't know. We're not in contact anymore.
Well, if anyone should tell her about it, it should be Connie.
Yeah, you're right. Kathy, why did you say that about Mike?
What, that we hope he's innocent?
Yeah.
Oh, partly just to wind her up. And to be honest, Penny, we don't know for sure, do we?
Well, I do. Well, one thing's for sure. You haven't made a friend there.
No, but you know what? I don't give a damn. She barged in here as if everything was your fault, and I wasn't going to have it. Penny?
Yeah?
Listen to me. It's not all your fault, okay? Take no notice of that stupid woman.
Jim, how's Penny today?
She seems all right. A bit quiet, but apart from that, okay.
Oh, good. So, have you had time to put out the singing Santas?
No, not yet. I was hoping to do that this afternoon.
Oh, well, please do. I want those out. I want to get rid of them.
Debbie, have you seen them?
Yes, no comment, just get them out.
Penny, it's happening again.
What is?
Patterson's is being invaded by strange stock.
Oh, don't say that. It's not funny.
Oh, it is. We've got singing Santas.
No.
Oh, yes. And I think they're even worse than the unicorns.
Jim, they can't be.
They can.
OK, so what are they like?
Well, he sings jingle bells at the same time as tapping one foot.
You're joking.
No, and it gets better. Then Santa flops onto his bottom, still singing, and then crosses and uncrosses his legs.
What?
He looks like Kenny Everett dressed as Santa.
No. Who ordered those? Having said that, where's the new manager, Alex someone?
Oh, didn't hear, did you? It must have been while you were away. He's not coming. He phoned to say he'd changed his mind.
No. So we still don't have a manager?
Nope.
So Debbie remains in charge?
Yes, but I don't think she ordered the Santas.
Well, who did then?
I don't know. But you know what? I bet they sell.
I bet they don't.
Fiver?
Yeah, you're on.
Right then. I'll definitely have to get them out this afternoon. They will sell, Penny. I just know it.
Thanks for meeting up, Penny.
Connie, I've only got half an hour for lunch. But look, I just want to say I'm sorry your visit here has gone so wrong.
Thanks. Well, I must admit, it's not what I planned. It has all been a bit of a shock, really, and I didn't really mean to accuse you. Honestly, I just didn't know what to do.
Look, where are you staying?
Oh, I'm in a lovely B&B in Newport. I'm quite happy there for now.
And have you heard from Mike?
Nope, and I haven't been able to contact Jess either. But I have seen Jill.
Oh, and how is she?
Well, under the circumstances, she seems okay. She seems very tired and they're still doing tests.
So has she any idea when they'll let her go home?
No, I suppose they want the results first.
Yeah. So what do you plan to do?
Well, how do you mean?
Well, when are you going abroad?
Oh, I'm not. Jill has asked me to move in with her.
Oh.
Yes, it's good, isn't it? It will mean I can look after Jill and I can at last settle down somewhere. No more travelling. And to be honest, I've really had enough of it. I think I'll enjoy living on the island. Do you know, Penny, I think I'll be very happy here.
Well, good. Well, that is good news.
I suppose it goes without saying that you want another one?
Yeah, Just pour it, Kathy.
Drinking isn't going to help, you know.
Drinking is helping, Kathy. Everything seems better with a glass of wine in my hand.
Right, come on, let's go through things. First you say Harry turns up. Oh, and who is Sam and Andrew?
Oh, they're lovely. They're great friends of mine. They used to live on the island, now they're in Kent. But we do meet up as often as we can.
Oh, so there you were, having a coffee with them, and Harry turns up.
Well, I was only with Sam to begin with. Then Harry appeared and sat down at our table, completely uninvited.
So Andrew wasn't there?
No. He went to park the car, and when he came to the cafe, he found Harry sitting with us.
Do they know about Harry?
Oh, yeah. They know everything about him.
So is this right? Andrew goes to hit Harry and tells him to, how can I say this politely, go back to London.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Penny, that's good news. I don't see any problem. Oh, go on then, pour yourself another one. So, Harry's gone and no one got hurt.
Yeah.
But
Andrew threatened to harm him.
So?
Kathy, I don't want anyone to get hurt.
Oh, Andrew won't hurt him, he was only saying it. Anyway, so what if he does? Honestly, Penny, the man deserves whatever he gets.
Kathy, you're not helping.
Okay, so next we've got Connie. Okay, I didn't like her, but I don't care, because I probably won't see the old witch again.
Well, you might.
How?
She's staying on the island. She's going to live with Jill.
Oh, gosh, well, there you go. So she's staying on the island. Look, Penny, don't make something out of nothing. Actually, if you think about it, that's quite good, because Jill will have someone to look after her. So there's nothing really to worry about.
No, I suppose you're right. I don't know. Oh, Kathy, here I am moaning all about me, and I haven't asked you how you are.
Oh, I'm feeling much better. Bump's gone down, and I'm going back to work on Monday.
Oh, that's great.
But there is one thing.
Oh, yeah?
I don't want to do another cruise just yet, okay?
Yeah, that's fine by me. As long as you're sure you don't want to go away on another beautiful boat.
It's a ship.
Oh, and of course you know the difference.
The one thing I do know is I don't want to meet anyone from Barcelona, and I'd like my feet to stay firmly on dry land.
Oh, so do you dream about Pedro?
No, I don't. And I don't want another man. I don't care how handsome or romantic they are. I'm definitely not interested.
No, not until the next time.
Oh, Penny, you know me far too well.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.